What do gaming consoles, paychecks, and second chances have in common? They're all things we'd love to get, but sometimes we struggle to give away. Like, think about it. Unboxing the newest, most expensive gaming system would feel amazing. But letting your sibling have a turn, like a whole different story. Or that paycheck or allowance hitting your bank account feels like freedom. But when it comes to covering your friend's meal or chipping in for gas money, suddenly we're a lot more hesitant. And second chances, we're all hoping for one when we inevitably mess up, but offering them to others who've wronged us, that can be one of the toughest things to do. Life can feel like a game of give and take, can it? And that's exactly what we're diving into the next few weeks in the series called, well, Give and Take. We're getting into something that could potentially be life-changing. We're talking about the ultimate give and take, forgiveness. For this series, we'll define forgiveness like this: the process of letting go of pain and moving forward after someone hurt you. See, forgiveness is a choice to put aside feelings of bitterness and resentment towards someone who's committed a wrong and hurt you. Look, before you tune me out because you think this will be some lecture about, you know, just getting over it, be nice. Like, hear me out. It's true. Forgiveness as a kid might have looked like an adult telling a friend to say they were sorry after they stole your toy and then telling you to forgive them. Maybe it was simple and easy because, you know, the offense wasn't that bad and you would soon forget anyway. But I don't have to tell you that as you get older, it gets more complicated. After all, now the offenses are more serious, like a friend talking about you behind your back, a significant other cheating, or someone betraying your trust. Look, in these cases, forgiveness isn't something you like do in one moment. It's a process that starts with a decision to let go of the resentment, then a commitment to forgive every time you remember. It's about choosing to not let the pain you feel control what you do. Forgiveness is complicated, but the truth is, when we choose to engage in the process of forgiveness, it has the power to change everything in our lives. Most of the time, our give and take moments, those times when we need to forgive, are fairly low stakes. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're the moments that keep you up at night, make your stomach churn, and make you question everything. Like, I remember when I was in high school, I had a really close friend. And one day I overheard him talking to a bunch of other guys, laughing about something I told him in confidence. And it wasn't just like a slip up. He literally used my personal story as a punchline to make himself look cooler. At that moment, it felt like he had taken something from me, like my trust, my dignity, and friendship. And yes, did I want to take something back? I wanted to expose all his secrets, to make him feel as small and betrayed as I did. I wanted revenge. Maybe you've been there. Maybe it wasn't a friend betraying your trust. Maybe it was a sibling who lied and got in trouble, damaging your parents' trust. A boyfriend or girlfriend who cheated, flaring all kinds of insecurities in you. A teacher who treated you unfairly, making school feel unstable. Think of this as like a barrier of bitterness that builds up in your heart. Maybe someone ignored you. Maybe someone spread rumors about you, left you out of an outing. Like, maybe someone forgot your birthday. Maybe someone broke a promise. Maybe someone didn't respond to your comment online. If we're not careful, the barrier can grow pretty high. And before we know it, we're walking around with all this bitterness built up in our hearts, and we're not even aware of it. And sometimes we can't even see all the good stuff happening in our lives because the bitterness in front of us is like all we can look at. This is what happens when we refuse to forgive. Each grudge, each hurt we hold on to adds to our bitterness. But let's be real, like, forgiveness is really difficult. It can feel like we're saying that what they did to us was okay, like we're letting them get away with it. It can end up feeling like we're the ones losing again. So instead of forgiveness, we often choose the path of revenge. We decide to fight back. We take that remember when you approach and then payback. We gossip, we exclude, we plan our revenge. We think everything will be okay if we can just make them hurt like we're hurting. But that doesn't work. Fighting back doesn't fix anything. Like, it usually makes things worse. It starts a cycle of hurt that is hard to break. It turns us into people we really, at our core, do not want to be. And worst of all, it keeps us trapped in the pain of that original hurt. So we're left with this question. Is there a better way? Is there a way to deal with the hurt and betrayal that doesn't leave us feeling like we're either being walked on by others or being a total jerk to them? Is there a way to break the cycle of hurt? I think there is. See, Jesus didn't just talk about forgiveness. He lived it out in the most incredible way possible. His early followers, like Paul, lived by his teachings and shared them with others. Paul wrote a letter to a group of new Jesus followers in the ancient city of Thessalonica, encouraging them to live out their faith practically. And in that letter, he discusses forgiveness and how to respond when we've been wronged. This is what he writes. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to all people. At first glance, this might sound like Paul is just telling us to be nice, but there's something much deeper going on here. First, Paul says, see that no one pays back evil for evil. Like, in other words, don't repay wrong with wrong. Don't get caught in that cycle of revenge that we talked about earlier. This is huge because it goes against every instinct we have when we're hurt. But Paul doesn't stop there. He doesn't just tell us what not to do. He gives us a positive action to do instead. He says, always try to do good to each other and to all people. Paul suggests that the way to break the cycle of hurt isn't just to avoid revenge, but potentially do good to the person who hurt you. And not just to them, but to everyone around you. Now, I know what you're thinking. I know. Do good to the person who hurt me? Are you kidding me? That's like the last thing I want to do. And trust me, I get it. But I've learned that forgiveness isn't just about the other person. It's about you too. It's about freeing yourself from the burden of bitterness and resentment. It's about breaking the cycle of hurt instead of perpetuating it. Here's a wild part. When we choose forgiveness and do good instead of getting even, it doesn't just affect us and the person who hurt us. It actually has it ripples out to everyone around us. Your choice to forgive, to do good in the face of evil, can change the atmosphere of your friend group, your family, your school. When you speak kindly about the person who posted mean things about you, it may change what they post in the future. Or when you let your sibling play video games even after they broke a controller, they'll feel loved. So when it comes to those people in your life or those situations where you've been wronged, you have a choice. And the good news is you can forgive, always. Even when it's hard, even when the other person doesn't deserve it, you can forgive even when every fiber of your being is screaming for revenge. But how do you do this? How do we all do that? Like, how do we live out this radical idea of forgiveness in our day-to-day lives? Okay, well, here are three things you can try. Let's go back to that barrier, because these steps will help you tear it down. First, do what God said is good. This is about cultivating a mindset of forgiveness, a desire to forgive and see people thrive. So, like, start with this. Recognize that forgiveness can always be an option. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to forgive someone instantly. Rather, a forgiveness mindset allows you to stay open to the possibility of forgiveness. And yes, forgiveness even in the toughest situations. Next, number two, do what's good for you. And I get it. That might sound like we're telling you to be selfish, but caring for yourself when you've just been hurt is crucial. Just because you're open to forgiveness, it doesn't mean you forget what happened or pretend like it didn't hurt. It also doesn't mean you have to go back to the way things were before. Sometimes doing what's good for you means telling someone you're hurting, setting boundaries, and taking care of your own emotional health. Remember, It is okay if you need help doing what is good for you. If you or someone you know is being hurt, it is important to talk to someone you trust, like a small group leader or other trusted adult. And three, do what's good for others. This is where everything we're talking about starts to come together. It's about the specific actions you can take towards offering forgiveness. It's about choosing to break the cycle of hurt by doing good to the person who wronged you, even if it's just in like really small ways. So again, this doesn't mean you put yourself in a situation where you could be hurt again. It also doesn't mean you need to return to the same relationship you had with them. It could just mean choosing to pray for them, not hoping for their downfall, or letting go of resentment you have towards them. Here's the amazing thing about forgiveness. When we choose to forgive, we start to let go of this weight that we're carrying. We're freeing ourselves from the burden of bitterness. Now we can see all the good in the world around us. We open ourselves up to healing and new possibilities. Forgiveness tears down the barriers in our hearts. Forgiveness is good for us. That's why when you think about the way you'll respond to being wronged by others, you can remember that you have a choice. And as followers of Jesus, you have the power to forgive. It sets us free from the weight of grudges and resentment. And trust me, this makes life so much better. But again, I want to be clear. Forgiveness does not mean that the relationship needs to return to the way it was before. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. But forgiveness always, always means freedom for you. Can you imagine something with me? I think at some point, we've all been hurt. But take a moment and imagine your life if you embraced the idea that you can forgive. What could it look like to trust God with your situation and choose forgiveness? Imagine how your friendships might change and how much less drama there would be if you chose to break the cycle of hurt instead of keeping it going. Imagine a school, a friend group, or family where people are quick to forgive instead of quick to retaliate. Conflicts are resolved with grace instead of gossip, and mistakes are met with second chances instead of side eyes. That's the power of forgiveness. That's the change you can create. So this week, look for opportunities to forgive. Maybe it's something big, but maybe it's something small. But whatever it is, remember, you can forgive. All right. When you head to groups, think about your response to this question. What's one situation in your life where you could choose forgiveness instead of retaliation?